GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. Always good to have a second handsome county boy on the radio. Tim Hobbs of the USDA is visiting Spacious Studio 7A for the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. And when it came time for electrification, it was the USDA that got the job done. And now broadband is the new electricity of this day and age, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
It's.
And you had some big exec in town yesterday, didn't you?
We did, my boss.
Who was your boss?
Well, I have several bosses, but this is one of them.
Well, Mrs. Hobbs.
Yes, she is. Absolutely. We had Donald DJ Lavoie. He's the Deputy Undersecretary for Rural Development, USDA, there in Washington. Right. Came in to make an announcement yesterday.
Yeah. You know, if you look over the history of the country, the political aspect of it, people say, how did President Lyndon Baines Johnson, he was a school teacher, and he rose from being a school teacher to congressman, eventually to president, because he championed rural electrification. And he got lights into people's houses out in the countryside.
Yeah.
Well, we've got the lights now, but what we don't have in many areas are the broadband. So I don't know if you're the next president or not, but
I doubt that.
But you
President Hobbs. Yeah,
President Hobbs.
I don't know about that.
But rural electrification was key.
It was.
Now, broadband is coming to 4,500 rural homes in Maine or more.
Mm-hmm.
And some businesses will have internet connection because of a pilot program of USDA, right?
That's correct. There was in the spring of 18, Congress allocated $660 million for a pilot program that we have called the Reconnect Program, and it was a grant loan program to go to rural Americans to help get them connected to a broadband. And so yesterday we had the Deputy Undersecretary in Maine, as well as the governor, representatives from all the congressional delegations were in Arousic at the fire station to do an announcement of...
Well, we got to stop right there because we're all looking at each other.
Okay? We got to park.
Because we're thankful for that.
Yeah.
Because we still call it Arousic.
Oh, don't do that down there.
I called it Arousic.
Oh, don't do that.
But Arousic.
Arousic.
Yes, I got a lesson yesterday.
Arousic. Yeah.
How did the undersecretary do in saying it?
It's great to
be here in Arousic.
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 Oh, he did well. No, he did well. Because we had him.
And he's going to travel up to Orano today.
Orano.
Yeah, and then to Calais.
Yeah.
Maybe.
No, he did really well because we had him in the car for an hour before we got there. And we just kept going over and over. So we, he was excellent.
Arousic. Politician.
Arousic.
You are in Iowa today. Remember, you are in Iowa today.
So Arousic is one of, is it four locations, Tim?
There's four grant awards.
Okay.
There's three coastal communities. Arousic is one. Roque Bluffs is another.
There's another good one. Roque Bluffs.
Roque Bluffs.
R-O-Q-U-E-B-L-U-F-F-S.
Right. Not Rogue's Bluffs.
But Roque's Bluffs.
Roque's Bluffs.
They're keeping Whitneyville away from the coast. I think if Roque Bluffs isn't careful, Whitneyville is going to annex Roque Bluffs so they can take back the coastline.
They take over.
But we can say Monhegan.
Monhegan was the third one. And then the fourth award went to Biddeford Internet Corporation, which is a little misleading because everybody says, "Oh, Biddeford, that's rural," and they're hooked up.
They got their own.
They got
down
their
there.
Own. Yeah, yeah.
What are you talking about?
So, but it's really GWI. They their DBA is GWI, and they got they got a little over $7 million, half of that in grant to hook up Hebron, Sumner, Hartford, Buckfield, Canton, North Turner, South Paris, and West Paris.
You sound like you're doing no school announcements.
It does, doesn't it?
No, you're
and there's another one there.
Right on time.
Next week you're doing
There's another one there. Hebron.
Hebron.
A lot of people go Hebron. Hebron
and
Arousic.
Arousic.
Arousic and Hebron.
Yeah.
All right, so there's $10 million in the USDA Reconnect program.
Mm-hmm.
Federal dollars.
Federal dollars.
Federal dollars. Businesses are going to think that this is a good deal. Why is it important that a business have broadband? I mean, we know, but let's just go through it. Why is it important that a businessman would say, my life is better now?
Well, one of the easiest examples of that is a business that can't process credit cards because they don't have a good enough internet connection to make that happen. And so that puts them at a disadvantage. If your customer comes in and tries to pay with a credit card, and they have a marginal at best connection, and that has a direct impact upon their bottom line.
See, they're getting out that old thing that they had. They put the card in and the sheet and go over it, okay?
Yes.
If you hear that sound, you are not in the 21st century.
No, you are not. Some people don't want to be in the 21st century, but there's a lot that do. Mm-hmm. And we do have a lot of communities in Maine that are what we would call underserved. Just the, you know, and the benchmark has been for the Reconnect program, 10-3. If you have anything less than 10-3, then you don't have a good connection. Yeah. Some people would argue if you have 10-3, you don't have a good connection. But as George pointed out, this is a pilot, and it's trying to figure out where the sweet spot is.
This is Tim Hobbs. He's state director of the USDA, and this is the multi-million-dollar broadband expansion in our state. Elephant in the room question, and that is, why Roque Bluffs, why Arosic, why Monhegan, and why this group in Biddeford?
Okay. So the first go-around had, like any grant or loan or any federal funding program, there's all kinds of rules, and there's more rules than you can shake a stick at. And this one had many rules. One of the focuses of the program was to make sure we got rural residents, rural businesses connected. So the focus was on that. And so when you see these announcements, most of them, all of them will have a very rural component to it. Underserved was the other criteria, meaning you had to have less than 10-3 speeds. And it had to be 100% of the group that you were proposing to serve had to be underserved. And so that was limiting on the first go around. I think we had everybody, every entity that applied for Reconnect funding in Maine was awarded. It's a little bit unique. Some of the states weren't as fortunate as we were. And so we were glad for that. But it's that's why that you'll see those places like Roque Bluffs, Monhegan, Arosic, and some of these more rural areas being successful. The other key to making that successful is having a partner, an ISP, internet service provider, or somebody that's going to help these towns, these communities organize this, put a billing system together. You know, you're almost having to put a utility together to make this thing work in some instances.
The last time we talked about this, I got a lot of text messages in, and there are a lot of techie people out there. I'm not one. So I punched the George. Button.
His VCR is still blinking 12 o'clock.
Yeah. He was telling me all about the seven devices he had charging.
I had seven charging last night with two waiting. But if I want to know anything, I'll get my grandchildren and ask them to fix it. But I made the statement for some facts I came up with that 95% of Mainers are already accessed to wired broadband.
Mm-hmm.
So when I said that, somebody said, wait, it came from a survey said broadband now. But that's at 25 Mbps or faster. Now, where do we decide what broadband is and what broadband isn't?
Great question. And you'll see there was an announcement yesterday. The FCC board voted to approve a broadband plan for, I think it was $20 billion or something like that. And they have a speed in there of the 25 speed. Was it 2510, I believe? Depending upon the authority and who's putting the plan together, they seem to have a lot to say about how do you define broadband? But it's a great question. As soon as you throw a speed out there, somebody can dispute whether that's good enough.
That's what happened to me the last time when I said 95% already had it.
Yeah.
And people were saying, no, you're crazy. For instance, I'm looking here at the five fastest cities in Maine. Amazingly, Kenduskeg is number one.
Hmm.
Kenduskeg is 250.9.
Now, why do you figure?
Gouldsboro was two. Stonington was three. Elliott was four. And Harrison was five. And they're all at 100 up to 250 Mbps.
Yep.
So that's broadband.
It is.
But if you're 25, you're well below that, right?
You are. Yeah.
So it gets kind of mind-boggling.
Well, and as the technology improves and we get more gee-whiz types of functionality in our devices and opportunities to access different media streams, that those speeds, what we thought was fast 2 years ago, is kind of ho-hum today. And so as the technology improves and increases, you need greater speeds to keep up with it.
If we had to write you a check right now, George takes out his checkbook. When he opens it up, by the way, moths fly out because he so seldom opens up his checkbook, okay?
Yeah.
And we gave you all the money you need at the USDA to get everybody hooked up as fast as they need to be hooked up.
We talking in the country? Or?
No, right here in Maine. Right here. We're going to take care of Maine. Okay. Good. We're going to write the check for you right now. How much do you want us to? How much do you need?
Need
a calculator here?
Yeah.
I'll punch that up for you. Figure out this one. How much you need?
$500 million.
$500 million. Yep. $500 million, and we can get everybody hooked up the way they need to be hooked up.
That's yeah. I don't think I would commit to that, Rick, without some more research.
You better put another zero on the end of that one, maybe.
Yeah, because you know I know there was an applicant that applied for $30 million. Those are the type, and that only connected part of one county, and so. If you sat down and did the math, and I'm sure there's some people that have done that in the state through the Connect Me group at the governor's office, DECD, I think, has some pretty good numbers on what that would take. It's a huge number. You mentioned the rural electrification. This is that type of project. You got rural electrification, and then some folks will remember when the interstate system went in. And the idea was to create connection and ease of getting around and moving goods and that sort of thing. Providing broadband is that type of project. It's that scope of project.
Tim Hobbs is the state director with the USDA, and he occasionally comes and visits us in Spacious Studio 7A, and we clean up the place.
It's nice in here this morning.
Yeah, this morning.
Yes, yeah. Not bad.
Okay. Because I came in and Lysoled the whole place.
You did.
Just for you.
Thank you.
We don't do that for just
anybody.
No,
he's worried about coronavirus.
Whoa, yeah.
We bought limes and everything, but now we don't dare touch the beer.
Stay away.
GHRT Rewinds. Brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.